From North State Public Radio, I'm Ken Duvall.
And I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, June 16th.
Coming up, temperatures hit triple digits across parts of the North State. Why an extreme heat warning doesn't always mean cooling centers will open in Chico and Redding.
Also, gas prices have been going down over the past month, but filling up still hurts in the North State.
And leaders in Shasta County are set to discuss how to respond to the state's lawsuit over the county's Measure B election overhaul.
We'll start in Chico. Bulldozers rolled into Sycamore Pool in Chico's Lower Bidwell Park yesterday. That's as crews cleared sediment ahead of the summer swimming season. As the pool gets ready to reopen, local health officials say they found no sign of the E. coli strain that sent several children to the hospital after swimming in Big Chico Creek last year. Butte County Public Health Officer Jarrett Bowden says that's encouraging, but swimmers should remain cautious.
I feel good, but everyone should still be hesitant. And really, everyone should be still practicing almost the same way. They shouldn't be drinking creek water. And then everyone who's in the creek should probably wash their hands before they eat food, and they should probably shower.
Results from one more round of testing for last year's dangerous E. coli strain are pending. If those results come back negative, Bowden says more testing for that specific strain may not be needed, but he says the city of Chico will continue weekly testing for other bacteria and will post warning signs as needed so people can make their own decisions about swimming.
Parts of the North State are under an extreme heat warning, with highs over 100 degrees in the forecast. But in Chico and Redding, that warning doesn't automatically trigger emergency cooling centers. NSPR's Claudia Brancard explains.
Local agencies set their own rules. In Chico, the city's website says emergency cooling centers are activated when forecasts show temperatures staying at or above 100 degrees, with no rain for several consecutive days. The city works with the nonprofit Safe Space to provide those cooling areas. The organization's executive director says its cooling center is set to begin operating later this month on June 28th. Redding works with Shasta County's health agency to open cooling centers. The county's website says they're opened when the heat index, which is the air temperature and humidity combined, stays above 110 degrees during the day and 80 at night for 2 days. Yesterday's heat index was around 101, according to the National Weather Service. For now, officials are directing people to public air-conditioned spaces to cool off, like libraries, community centers, and churches. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Voters in Shasta County approved an election overhaul. Now California is suing to stop it, and county leaders are deciding how to respond. The Board of Supervisors will discuss the state's lawsuit over Measure B in a closed-door session today. The measure would get rid of most mail voting, require photo ID, and mandate hand-counting ballots. The Attorney General's office says the changes are against state law and wants to block the measure before the November midterms.
Authorities in Tehama County are investigating after an inmate died at the county jail. The sheriff's office says 46-year-old Johnny Alton Logan was found unresponsive Thursday while alone in a recreation area. Correctional staff tried to save his life, but he was pronounced dead at the jail. A cause of death wasn't announced, but officials say they didn't immediately find any indications of foul play. It's at least the second in-custody death at the jail this year. A 28-year-old woman died after being found unresponsive on May 29th.
As Californians struggle with high costs for everything from groceries to gasoline, state lawmakers are considering a bill aimed at stopping companies from using personal data to charge different customers different prices. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala has more.
Democratic Assemblymember Chris Ward says companies are increasingly able to use information like a person's age, location, online activity, and purchasing habits to charge them a potentially higher price than other customers for a service or product. The practice is known as surveillance pricing. Here is Ward during an Assembly Committee hearing in April.
And at a time when prices for basic necessities are rising across the board, it's more critical than ever to ensure that people are not being unfairly charged higher prices due to their actual or perceived characteristics.
Ward says his bill would prohibit the practice. Supporters point to a federal report released last year that found retailers can use information ranging from web browsing behavior to items left in online shopping carts to change prices. But Republican Assemblymember Diane Dixon says the legislation could expose businesses to costly lawsuits.
I mean, this is just giving more attorneys the right to have class action lawsuits against business in California, one after another. That's what we sit here and look at day after day. And this is why business leaves California.
Ward says the measure is one of dozens introduced across the country to regulate surveillance pricing. The bill has cleared the assembly and is scheduled for a Consumer Protection Senate hearing Monday. In Sacramento, I'm Gerardo Zavala.
Gas prices continue to ease in the North State, but a fill-up still costs more than a year ago. AAA reports that a gallon of regular in the Chico area is averaging $5.69 and $5.64 in Redding. That's over a dollar more than this time last year. AAA says the Iran war and uncertainty around the Strait of Hormuz could keep prices unpredictable during the summer driving season. The strait could be reopened by Friday when the U.S. and Iran are expected to formalize a peace agreement.
And those are your headlines for Tuesday, June 16th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. Find more of our news coverage at mynspr.org. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great day.